Franklin Matters Radio Show. This session of the radio show shares the Franklin Mass School Committee Community Relations Subcommittee meeting held on Tuesday, February 1, 2022. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. All of the subcommittee members were in the third floor training room. At least one other member of the public joined via conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Participating Denise Spencer, Al Charles, Camille Bernstein, Superintendent Sarah Hearn, Communication Marketing Specialist Lily Rivera, and myself, of course. The recording of the meeting runs just about 55 minutes. Links to the meeting agenda are provided in the show notes. The link to my notes taken to the meeting are also provided. So let's listen to the Community Relations Subcommittee meeting of February 1, 2022.
All right, so 6:03, we'll call to order the Community Relations Subcommittee meeting. All right. So I had shared with everyone, and I gave everyone paper copies too.
For the record, we are recording.
Oh, yes, thank you. Franklin Matters, you're recording. Thank you, Steve, sorry. I had shared the subcommittee goals, and Al had just shared electronically a draft he had put together. So did everyone have time to kind of look all of this over before the meeting to come up with any ideas, suggestions? Camille, you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. So I'm just reading Al. Sorry, Al.
Yeah, no worries. I thought we'd be.
I know.
I was like, okay, I'll just share my screen and yeah. So apologize.
No, it's okay. So by the end of the term.
Do you want me to talk through it or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Please.
So my rationale. I was just thinking. Rather than setting like a 2-year goal, we just do like 1 year and then also then focus on 2 years for the whole term, and then whoever's the next school committee, they can kind of talk through the overarching goal.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, the language is similar to what was there before, just really around increasing residents' access, opportunity dialogue, improving the usability and navigation of the website, and then getting communications to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured we could try to do it through, one, improving the website. I don't think it's as easy and user-friendly as it could be, so kind of improving navigation, making sure that the current information is front and center, mm-hmm. and archiving all the old stuff for whatever guidelines we have. We talked about the whole school committee monthly school Franklin School District newsletter, so mm-hmm. getting our section in there, which I saw, so thank you, Lily. I think that was great. Then just drafting and putting together the plan for our 2 years,
mm-hmm.
so, and then the copy that we had talked about, and I'm thinking, as we said, you know, 2 to 3 members, and do either quarterly, in person or virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And then another action would be drafting the goals, which is what we're doing now. For measurement, I did all of these to end in 2022, so mm-hmm. this year, and then we can kind of then do different benchmarks to go to 2023. So one, if we can get the website revamped and updated by September, and then I think we can just measure it by, you know, how many hits do we have, and if we can see searching and how is that improved from the current state today versus what's been updated. And then everything else is October. So by October, we have 5 sections in the Franklin District newsletter. So
mm-hmm.
I think these are, you know, just like once a month from here till November. So hits are 5. 3 quarterly community engagement. So 1 quarter between now and September. And then, you know, we present these goals to the larger school committee to say, yep, this is good. And this at least will cover us for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And then come October, the committee can then plan any new goals for the remainder of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit more digestible, and we can just say, yep, here it is, we're done, now let's mm-hmm. move to the next piece. Kind of that's where my head was around this.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it.
Yeah. Nice specificity.
Yeah. I'm just wondering on the first, just because I'm not familiar with all of that like jargon, what do you mean by implement revamped website hits and searching?
So I kind of was still in thought. So So we launched, I should launch the updated website. So by September 22nd, 2022, we launched the new website, the new format, however we redesign it. So
okay.
We move things around. And then since I don't know what like our, how we can measure if it's good or not, I was thinking we can measure it based off of hits. So how many people are actually accessing it.
Yeah.
So we can see today, well, you know, are we seeing, you know, on average, you know, 30 people go to it, and how does it compare after? And then also how often people are using the search. So
the search function.
Yeah, exactly. Just see if they're finding what they need, or are they just, you know, searching a million times and it's not really giving them
the
yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So I don't know what the capabilities are, Lily. So that's why it's not fully complete there. So let's lean on you to see like what can we measure and what can we say, yep, this is successful or not.
Mm-hmm. We do have access to Google Analytics.
Okay.
I know we had a different analytics platform. I believe we had a different analytics platform in the previous years. And I'm not sure if all that data got transferred over, but we do have like Google Analytics, so we could look at all of those terms and all, you know, see like who's on what page and for what.
Yep.
I think even, it's funny, when you brought up the search term, I know usually for a lot of schools or universities, like the number one search term is always like the academic calendar.
Yep.
So there's some things that like, so when we look for communication measurement or like the effectiveness of what it is that we're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
The numbers, you'd have to implement like strategic communication and then measure whether or not we're getting to our goal. And if there's another sort of outlier, so if, let's say if our goal was to make sure that people knew where the school calendar was, then we'd have to just sort of do some more, you know, push communications leading directly back to that calendar page.
Yeah.
That way people know where to find it. But there's also people who can be like, oh, a calendar, I'm just gonna go search it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the goals with the website maybe could relate back to like what I'm just looking at the strategy for district improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was gonna look at the statistics, the analytics on the our page, like do we wanna have people look more so at like a certain section of our website?
Mm-hmm.
So then we'd have to sort of do more communications towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you sort of talking like if we just revamped the whole website, it wouldn't be as like targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd have to that would just more be like an interface and like a overall thing that people could use versus if we were trying to track like hits on there and also track, so like I'm always on the website and I'm counted as an active user.
Mm-hmm.
And so like maybe even looking at someone's session, how long are they taking, mm-hmm. trying to find some information. Right now we sort of have this issue on our website where it's kind of hard to find information because, this is just me inferring, I think I just feel like there was a maybe perhaps a learning curve with learning how to use Civic Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we have links to external sites like left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do try to search something, for example, our DEI section wasn't even on our website. It was a link to like an external Google site. So if you tried to look that up, you wouldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Even like our back to school website, that's on a Google site.
Yep.
It's not on our actual page.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more so like the foundation, I think, of some type of website revamp. I feel like we need to identify like why people aren't using the website, to like
mm-hmm.
why people don't feel comfortable using it, and is it not easy to navigate, like for why.
Yep.
And so I think we'd have to also see maybe where people are trying to find their information.
Mm-hmm.
So like some schools, like they'll just link to a different landing page.
Yeah.
So like you won't even be able to find information on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like,
or like if I want to get information about a meeting, I have to do 3 clicks from the email. I have to do 3 more clicks to get to that
mm-hmm.
agenda.
Yep.
That and it's the town website too, like if they send me something, I have to get it's really clunky.
Mm-hmm.
A click in an email to the site and then it's like click in there and then you finally after 3 clicks, that's
So I think we just need to like assess what's important to us, what do we feel is important to our users, and then what changes have we made to make things a little bit easier so that it is, yeah, you say, you know, there's a meeting tonight, one click gets you to the agenda, the schedule, whatever the case may be, without having to do some further digging. Because once you start doing that, people get lost, especially if you may not be tech savvy or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, the tech savvy people I worry about. Because I read it quickly, I see something highlighted, but I think of my mother going, reading the entire page from top to bottom, and she would be lost after the second click.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the school committee agendas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Yeah. It's
from
not...
From your email.
Well, yeah. Well, it's from the emails that get blasted out.
Right. But right. Then it's still more clicks after that. It doesn't go straight to that agenda.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Like I said, it's all solutions, but I think that's the goal of this, is to, at the end, we've done the work to say, yep, these are the changes that need to be made. We've implemented it by, you know, September, and we can say, okay, going forward, it should be easier for our residents and families.
I think that's also something that we would have to have Tim Raposa in on working on, because he has more, what do you call it, he's like the bee's knees with the website, he like knows the ins and outs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure when the last time they updated this website either.
2016 or 17.
17, 18,
my first year. I guess I just want to be clear about the scope.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, are we talking the website or are we talking about the school
committee
age?
Yeah.
I think, just sort of capacity wise, I think we looking at the school committee page mm-hmm. is sort of like a reasonable
yep.
chunk mm-hmm. of a project. Other aspects of the website itself could be something to work on.
Yeah, and to clarify, it's only a school committee.
The school committee page, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
school
committee page. Okay.
I think
okay.
there's room for improvement in other places as well, but
yeah.
I just didn't want to like commit to tackling like, mm-hmm. the whole website.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it? So we can look into the school
yeah.
committee page, sort of analytics.
Yeah, we can tighten up the words. It was just more, just kind of my thoughts
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Yeah, we can make it look pretty and then send it around.
Yeah. I've accumulated a few things from my perspective where people ask me questions and I can't find things. And there's some simple things that you can do very easily. For example,
yeah.
even on your menu page, you've got all the agendas listed oldest first, newest on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to scroll down first to get to the 2022-23. You can sort that to have the newest on the top,
mm-hmm.
which saves the scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that. There's a bunch of little things that can probably be done to at least help the navigation within the page. I agree with Superintendent, the town page is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The schools are closely linked to that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a major effort,
yep.
both money potentially as well as resources
mm-hmm.
to try and redo those.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of short-term things that you could do very easily in terms of making things easier. The other piece I'd suggest while we're at it, certainly from background TV radio, you're focused on newsletters and focused on email. I agree with the email piece. I disagree with the focus on newsletters. There's other methods of communicating, certainly the coffees and other things, but the podcasts have been successful,
mm-hmm.
other ways of communicating in that way,
mm-hmm.
and certainly it takes some time, but the heavy lifting would be done by our side, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to fit easily into the page as it is. So
mm-hmm.
on the town side, they have the links to the podcasts are produced in the appropriate area, so you could have a separate podcast link. Getting into the entire school piece, to Sarah's
yeah.
point earlier, there are a lot of teachers that have individual pages. A lot of teachers have individual pieces. They're not even linked to the town page. That is an entire issue. I don't think you want to tackle right away.
No,
right.
No.
All right, so the goal for the website would be to kind of, all right, you got it. Oh.
So just checking
periodically. Okay,
yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm like, we're looking.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody.
Okay.
Did you get all that, Lily?
Yes. Took me to page.
That was a
little
thing.
Just get it done.
Okay. And the newsletter. We've got that. So Sarah, the one thing that I did have a question on, because we had talked about before, we didn't really do a lot in my first term because COVID.
Yeah.
But you know, Anne always, in the goals, it always talked about holding public forums on district priorities. What were those?
So we did the legislative forum,
yeah.
Was typically one.
Yep.
And then it was sort of a collaboration with some members of the school committee because it came out of the substance abuse task force and we had liaisons on that. But we did, there's like a social media night,
yep.
And
it was a sleep night.
So whether that was a school committee or superintendent, I mean, it was kind of both.
It kind of counted.
But I think we would say like the sleep night certainly fit within the,
yeah.
Like a school priority, district priority. You know, and I think as I was looking at your goal, I was thinking about like the what of communication, mm-hmm. And sort of what would the school committee be in a position to be communicating about and what are some of the priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're in budget season, so
yep.
Budget's, I think, an obvious one, superintendent search,
mm-hmm.
Master facilities, planning and information. So I think what's gonna come to light over the next couple of months are going to be some of your like school committee priority areas,
mm-hmm.
Around which to be communicating, and then we are going to do another social media night.
Yep.
Coming from the substance abuse task force, that's teed up for that can't come soon enough, in my opinion.
Yes.
Given some of the challenges children and families are having with social media. But that'll be at the end of March,
mm-hmm.
And it's coming out of the Substance Abuse Task Force again.
Yeah, I think Lucas had sent the save the date.
So those are some of the things that come to mind.
I wasn't sure if it, because I had thought of legislative forum and I remember the sleep night and the social media night, but I wasn't sure if there was something else that we didn't get a chance to do.
We had talked about doing a homework one, and that kept on getting canceled because there was a new homework policy.
Yeah.
So that was one that that just kind of fell by the wayside because we just kept on having some challenges in scheduling it. You know, if there were another like major policy that was of, you know, major public note, that might be one. But social media, sleep night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that kind of what you were getting at too, Al, with your the quarterly community engagement sessions?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it could be either coffee, any way, just to, but those are just some examples.
Okay. Speaking of coffee, Camille, did you research any places to have coffees? That's a no.
We have places. Do we have to ask permission?
With those meetings, you can always piggyback off of events. So like if there's something going on at the library at a certain time,
yeah.
That way, you know, maybe families can have some children engaged in some activity while they get to, you know, talk to the school committee. So maybe things like that, like partnering with, maybe if like you have like a little puppet show, or you know, maybe you can cater it to towards sort of like age level too, I guess you could say, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you can have those conversations. Maybe tailor the topics for those conversations based off what maybe one parent group for a certain age might have.
Yeah.
So it may not always have to be a coffee place.
Yeah.
It could just be like a, what's going on? Is there somewhere we can sort of piggyback and use a certain spot?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
How soon would we want to schedule one of those?
tapping onto that for consideration. The town and Rep Roy do a session once a month at the senior center. Obviously, that would be an opportunity. If the time doesn't work, you can do your own.
Mm-hmm.
That is a segment of the community at some point in time mm-hmm. that, and especially once they reopen the cafeteria, then you truly could have coffee and cookies or whatever. Things like that bring people.
Yeah, I like the idea. I think it makes sense for like the things that are bigger than just things that impact somebody, your child. So like the budget makes sense. I think the if we do something about master facility, I think that would make sense. Superintendent search would make sense. I mean, I think those, like when it comes down to like the social media night may not, you know, like so, but I think that's an opportunity to include the senior center and get some time there.
Okay. There's a one book, one community talk at the library on March 22nd at 7 p.m. That might be one of our meetings.
March 22nd,
I will check.
And I know Callie at the library is always super great. So if we ever wanted to tag on, that's a great idea. Thank you. Yeah, I'm thinking the March one. Yeah, so I think March, like you had just asked when we were thinking. I'm thinking March to kind of get things going.
Yeah.
And obviously have it, I think that the budget one would be a good idea because it is budget season.
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To kind of get in people's ears early so that when we have the the budget hearings, people are all of a sudden, like they do every year, like, oh my God, it's budget season. Like, yep, budget season again.
Would you want it earlier in the month or later?
Well, I mean, the 22nd one, I mean, that works at the library, but I don't know if they have a meeting.
We have a meeting on the 22nd, yeah.
How do you just know that off the top of your head?
Because I'm planning the superintendent's recommended budget to go on the March 8th meeting.
Oh my God. Okay, so that one doesn't work.
Think based on calendar, you know the dates and then the
I know, just, right? Yes. Like,
and then 2 weeks later,
I'm day by day.
Week before?
And we can look. Well, but also, because kind of skipping ahead, the legislative forum, those dates got blown up.
Oh.
So I don't know when we're going to, because now they came back and said, oh, we can't do a Tuesday. Can we do a Monday or a Wednesday? So I said, yeah, that's fine, just give us some dates. So the three reps are now trying to come up with dates.
Do they know what month?
March.
Ooh.
Okay.
I know that the negotiations team is meeting a lot in March on Mondays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Twice, I mean, not every Monday, but every other Monday.
Okay.
So that takes two of the four Mondays.
I know. I know, they all of a sudden are like, nope, Tuesdays don't work. I'm like, they've always worked.
You know, Tuesdays are good because it's a regular meeting day.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe they could do Wednesdays. But then that falls in the town council night.
Potentially. It gets rather difficult scheduling, period.
Yeah. Maybe the Mondays when we're not negotiating is the way to go.
What Mondays are those?
I
can just email them quick and let them know.
Because the other thing is Jamie likes to schedule other Wednesday meetings too, so there might be like FinCom meetings.
March 7th and March 21st.
That's the other thing I was thinking, FinCom,
are the two negotiations.
Because the Community Preservation Committee meetings on the Tuesdays opposite the school committees.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about those if you're going for Wednesday, but the FinCom is once a month on a Wednesday, so.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So the 14th and 28th of March are possibilities for the legislative forum.
Okay. 328. All right, I'm going to email him right now before I forget. And just let him know. All right, email sent. So, no coffee on those nights, or the other nights.
I thought we were doing weekends for coffee.
Well, I mean, they can be nights or weekends.
Okay.
I know that Ann used to try to, like, flip-flop, so someone, you know, if a weekend doesn't work for someone and a night works Well, we can do a weekend.
And our goal is how many of us?
So we have. Weekend.
Yeah, I can. Don't spend time searching now at the library. I can email Callie.
Alrighty. Yeah, it does quarterly. So, do you want to try April for that?
Instead of March?
I can do March. So, March, and then if it's quarterly, May? Because does June make sense? March and then June, or would May make more sense?
Say June.
Because in May, from a budget perspective, you'll have the FinCom, which
yeah.
generally is four nights. You'll have one of those,
yeah.
plus your two meetings.
So I'd say like beginning March and June. Done. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, since we're just talking months, do you want just the third one in September? And just we at least have a
September. Done.
At least we have a tentative schedule.
Done.
Okay.
But also, hold on, because the social media night was sent it. Thursday, March 24th is a social media night.
Wow.
Okay. So that counts out.
There we go. You all get extra credit?
That one counts. So that's...
And you know what time that is?
6 to 8.
And where?
It is going to be
Frank
at the high school and also virtual. Both, auditorium and on. So, okay, there's a lot going on in March. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Legislative forum. Did everybody have a chance to look at the questions? Did you guys watch the 4 hours of video that I sent you?
Did not, no, sorry.
Why not?
I think I was at one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I don't remember it being 4 hours, but I was there.
Well, it felt like 4 hours. So we've got to come up with some more questions for this one. I sent you guys a copy of the list of the ones that we've used in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Changes, additions, thoughts on questions? I mean, obviously, we usually try to keep it around, budget, our long-term needs, mandates.
I mean, it's a little depressing how these questions are still relevant.
Oh, I'm right. They are, though. But they are. Like, the number three, they're the front line for social services.
Yeah.
Still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mandates and expectations placed on schools.
Mm-hmm.
Social services. The budget. I mean, a lot of these are still...
I think you could, and I'm just thinking about the legislators themselves, and I know that they have an opportunity to talk a little bit about their initiatives
yep.
with a statement, but because it's directly related to schools and the genocide in education bill that was just recently passed, I'm wondering about like a question related to supporting community DEI efforts in schools.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think our legislators could could be for our partners in that work. I don't have language for that. It's just something that jumped.
I like that.
Jumped in.
I went down a rabbit hole of like bills across the United States that are focused on controlling the curriculum.
Okay.
And I guess I was wondering how they can protect school districts from that, because they're the professionals. I didn't see anything in Massachusetts, but I didn't know if this was the forum for that.
I think that we can add
it's
that.
Just a it's a burden for school districts who do thoughtful professional work planning curriculum,
mm-hmm.
and with all the mandates and demands on administrators and staff, it seems like a lot of energy is being spent,
mm-hmm.
having to defend professional work.
Okay. I like that.
In number five, I think one, if there is a question like this, and I think there probably ought to be as it relates to children receiving specialized services through special education,
mm-hmm.
I'm sensitive around the number of children in special education is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to kind of clear up that we've been relatively stable,
okay.
In terms of the number. So I always like to put that out there on the table whenever I can, because I think there's a misperception about that. What I will say is that I think the needs have gotten more significant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not just here in Franklin, but that's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That the needs of students have gotten more significant with more complex learning profiles and multiple disabilities. So,
mm-hmm.
So having a little bit of a subtlety there, I think,
okay.
would be great. I think the other piece too that is related to specialized education is the impact of our most vulnerable students from the pandemic, the impact on them, and increased needs for specialized services, compensatory services for things that were lost. And so,
mm-hmm.
I guess my question around some of this funding is the pandemic recovery is going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And super appreciative of the supports that have been provided through, relief funding. But I think we're all a little bit worried about a cliff,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. while we're still
mm-hmm.
working to provide services to students who are needing them.
Mm-hmm.
So the long term.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
And I like the question along those lines. Like number three,
mm-hmm.
Where the schools have become kind of the front line for social services,
mm-hmm.
now health services, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the extent to which I continue to be really curious about the extent to which the state can help us by shoring up
mm-hmm.
other agencies
mm-hmm.
who can be partners with us versus, like, I think they give us a lot of money and then say, not a lot of money, but they give us some money and they say, do the mental health services, add the physical health services, but that's not what we do. And then we have to hire people to do it and build
spaces.
We have to build this system, which takes us away from other things. And so, like, I really would love to see the state doing more to bolster partnerships
mm-hmm.
with other social service agencies. Sometimes I feel like they support us, but then we're kind of trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like question number three.
Okay. really quiet.
Yeah, this is
scary.
It's not my wheelhouse. I tend to speak when I'm good. I don't really have any areas that you guys haven't mentioned so far.
Right, with your goals.
I did. I stick with my niche.
Yeah.
But I would say, I mean, number 7 around the governor's budget, I mean, I think that's something you want to pull in as well.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at any of that as yet, but I think that's something that's going to speak on with their perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Okay. Do you think anybody in the community might want to, weigh in with any questions? You want to preempt the questions and then they can ask them at the night?
Yes.
Okay.
If anybody has questions, I think that it would get, if someone has a question, you know, people have come to the forum and ask their questions, and mm-hmm. that's fine.
Do they typically get through all these?
Oh, no, we usually pare it down.
Okay.
No, we usually have 4 or 5. So how it's usually set up is, you know, we have an introduction, Sarah says a couple words, we ask the questions, the reps each have, I think it's 5 minutes each to kind of make their own little spiel of what they're doing, how they're advocating for Franklin, and then we open it up to community questions.
Can we ask them to keep their part short?
Or
is that rude?
What part?
To ask them to, stump speech thing.
They usually acquiesce.
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
If I may, back to the question suggestion, at least that had worked, at least in terms of my preparation for your candidate questions. So you could at least propose the list that you've got. Say, we're thinking of this. What else would you like us to ask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at least get some input. That way you've taken the step.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have do, and then you still get a choice to form those, and again, choose some of those questions. Clearly, you can't ask every question, at least in the round table, but then you'll still have a piece of the night for the individual questions.
Gotcha.
You're not following.
No, I am.
Oh,
I
was looking at the eyes, and the eyes
it's
were
the,
like...
The mouth was really giving it away. All right.
Which I can't see. So.
You can, which I appreciate. Because I like you, so.
I don't have x-ray vision. So.
No, that's a good point. I can do that.
Yeah, and I like the idea. I mean, I think we can also leverage the district newsletter as well if we have like a forum to receive questions.
You already have a Google.
No. Yeah, I mean, we have to give them the questions soon.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
We wouldn't have time for the next newsletter to go.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, maybe just ask them on Facebook. Twitter, you know, people have. Oh, I thought you raised your hand.
No, I was putting Facebook, using the district.
Yeah, like if somebody has put, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, I mean, we couldn't wait till the next newsletter.
Okay, yep, makes sense.
Because the reps' assistants like to get all the info with plenty of time. Even though they're being really, really awful, we're getting me a date.
So
they still have their demands.
Okay, so can we work back? I'm trying to just get a sense of timeline. So we'll just say we said the 7th and the 14th?
The 14th and the 28th.
Those 2 days. So we'll just say worst case, they say, yep, the 14th is the one that they want to do.
Yep.
I guess, when would we need to get them the questions?
14th?
2 weeks prior.
At least.
Okay. So that is what?
I'd say two, three weeks ahead of time.
14th, so that'd be the
28th.
28th?
Yeah.
So, okay. So then maybe, could we...
Respectfully, you're not asking trick questions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All you're doing is saying, this is what we're looking for, and they will just craft what their message to be within that 5 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do we say
that? And it kind of gives them time, too, to, like, you know, some of this stuff, like, you know, it gives them time to look into it.
Yep. So do we say that for us, then, we should have, like, a compiled list by the 22nd?
Yeah.
And then... Maybe we get something out. have the
May 5th or 6th
residents get back just by the 18th is like the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, you know, 4 days to kind of go through, color them down, and then
the first
kind of work that way.
Okay.
Yeah. That works.
Oh, so June.
Graduation is not in June.
It's always the first Friday in June.
Yeah, June 3rd.
It says May 27th.
What says May 27th?
I'm looking at the wrong one.
State.
To Franklin, Tennessee.
Shut up. Yes, I am.
Are you going back home?
It always happens Friday in June.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Graduation June 3rd. Okay. So I should do it after that.
Anything else? Lily, I'm looking at you.
I feel like we just went through a really good process of like identifying like a communication priority and then recognizing like the tools in which we want to use to then get that out.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think maybe when we're creating maybe benchmarks, we can also understand that we can create like a minimum, but also be flexible in terms of if we know something's coming up. So obviously like budgets is one thing every year.
Yeah.
So if let's say saying we had more time, mm-hmm. we could do maybe like a community coffee around like, do you know about some of the upcoming, or some of the legislations that's being worked through. Did you know about X, Y, and Z, or did you not know about this, and this is how this is being manifested, or you know, in our school systems, mm-hmm. as like a, oh, not that, okay.
No.
What do you call it? As a, as a way to sort of like hook interest, and then, and sort of taking that sort of process and applying it to like, as we look towards and we're planning like these different coffee sessions, give ourselves the flexibility to pivot if something does come up, and say, oh, we can, you know, even though we have, you know, something scheduled for June to September, something may come up, you know, in, I don't know, April or something.
Yeah.
Do we have April? So, you know, and sort of address it there. So I think that's when, like, social listening plays a really important part of the community relations, because that way you can anticipate sort of what you can anticipate, mm-hmm. and then as things sort of come, you can sort of address it as it goes, and then sort of cater it to the community in which you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something I wanted to just note. So I feel like when I was looking at some of our benchmarks look more to me more like the tools we're using,
mm-hmm.
than a benchmark, if that makes sense.
Right, sorry, are you looking at
tool specific rather than topic specific?
Yeah, so I think it's more of like a, what is our communication priority, and mm-hmm. what, you know, leaving room for, you know, for room to pivot and mm-hmm. to add more to that.
Yeah.
But also recognizing the tools in which we have available to us,
mm-hmm.
in which we can engage the community,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that they're being sort of leveraged in a way that like would, you know, like. It's us talking about the legislative forum questions, but we're not actively, you know, talking to parents and, you know, what is it that you do and don't know? What is it that you want to know more about? Just sort of something I think as we look towards
mm-hmm.
maybe, you know, revising our goals is to maybe note the tools,
mm-hmm.
the priorities, and then also sort of some benchmarks. These are like the minimum amount of what we can do based off of what we are sort of expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know.
No, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's my only note.
No, that was great. Thank you. No, I wrote that down. Yeah. Okay. So I will merge Al and I's together. Just put it together. Send it out. Did you go? Oh, really quick, because we got a couple more minutes. Did you guys look at the guidelines? Did you like those? I thought those were kind of just just to kind of set an expectation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would these be published?
Well, I think that they'd go with like any kind of invitation. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Just kind of like.
Yep.
Just so that it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, set ground rules.
Yeah.
No, this all made sense.
For civility and. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, I think the public understanding our inability to respond to things in number six, you know?
Yeah.
I think that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that people understand that based on the emails we've gotten. What our role is and what we can and cannot do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even comment on.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it looked good. I thought it looked good. You'll have to post the copies.
Yeah.
And but you don't have to post an appearance at a public event like the Strawberry Stroll or the Harvest Festival.
Okay.
Yeah, those are just
yeah.
So. We go and have. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else? Anything?
So, just kind of figuring out who's doing what.
Yes.
For the legislative forum, in terms of like getting a mechanism to ask people what they'd like to ask. I guess who's creating that? How are we getting it out? Who's up first? I guess.
I guess I mean I was just gonna kind of put it out on Facebook.
Okay.
And just ask. You know, just kind of only because I don't think it should come from like the school district.
Okay.
It should come from the school committee.
Okay.
And we don't have like a generic school committee page.
Yeah, correct. So
or anything.
If it's like a link to provide your feedback, answer your question, do we each school committee member use that same link to just disperse it in whichever
yeah.
Route we have to.
Yeah.
So it's not like one person that does it. It's
no.
It's coming from different angles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can do that.
Oh, I was gonna know. I don't know.
You said you were done.
I know. But now I just remember to know.
All right.
In terms of having like a universal link, versus it being published by the school district, I know we have a district calendar. I don't know if that would be appropriate to house that information there. Or if you'd want to do like an Eventbrite or something. I'm just sort of thinking like,
yeah, like
if you know, you'd want to, like we're talking about like analytics and tracking what it is that we're doing. If we're, you know, I'm just
well,
not sure.
If it's just collecting ideas for people to like submit a question.
Oh, I thought you meant like an event.
Oh,
I'm talking about like
yeah,
an event
no.
Thing. Oh, okay. Because you can always.
We've advertised it before.
Yeah.
Through like.
I know like
the channels.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think you're right. Like in terms of
yeah.
Interfacing with the community around it.
Yeah. A simple Google form.
Yeah.
That way allows the tracking, so
yeah.
You can say 25 people, we selected seven questions, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Google Form gives you that metric capability.
Yeah.
So.
Easy. And then I know like in the past we've just created like a flyer.
Yes, so
yeah.
I think Lily would create the flyer.
Yeah, I can.
We have samples from previous.
I saw the old
year.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I just need to know what the date is.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're all
waiting for. I know, that's literally what we're all waiting for.
Right?
Yeah, and maybe the final question so that, because in the
yeah,
previous
in the
flyers,
past, we had like the bullet.
I mean, we probably know what the themes are, but.
Yeah.
At least, or a timeline of the meeting, not necessarily to the question section, but.
Okay, just like.
You know, opening comments, legislative comments, you know,
yeah.
Specific questions, and then open for, community comments or whatever.
Okay.
And did we decide that it was going to be like in person with a Zoom option, kind of like the substance abuse panel?
We said a webinar. I thought we said verbs.
Or is it all
not interactive?
Totally virtual.
I thought we said it was
all virtual.
Both.
I
no,
would love to,
I thought I we would, said it was both.
I would love to do just a webinar.
And not in person.
I think that some of the, well, how would it work to be both?
So with the substance abuse task force panel.
Yep.
They did it in the auditorium.
Okay.
The panelists were at a table up on the stage. There was a screen behind them. And They ran it as a meeting, but I think a webinar is definitely the way to go.
Sure.
So I don't even know if you'd need the screen, but you'd have the camera kind of on the panel, and that would be feeding into the Zoom webinar,
okay.
And it would be like broadcast. Okay. I think we could probably also broadcast through YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And basically stream
the event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Through the district's YouTube page.
And the key in terms of whether you have a screen or not is depending upon what presentation you would have as part of it.
Oh,
if you have a presentation, if it's just totally question and answer conversation, there's no screen needed. So.
Yeah, there's never been a presentation.
No, they had a presentation, a very simple slideshow for the substance abuse group.
That effectively was their agenda for the evening.
Okay, and then people on the webinar could submit questions if they wanted?
Through the chat.
We could enable the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, and we could enable the chat partway through, so we could wait until that moment and then enable it.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. These would be the questions that have already been vetted, so we know, like...
Oh, no, like a public...
This would be...
Community.
They were standing at the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if anything came up that was...
Inappropriate.
We can make sure that they chat just with the host versus with each other.
Right.
So they send it to the host, or I can enable Q&A. I think a chat's probably better, but they would send the question to the host, and we can vet any questions or maybe reframe them. Sometimes the question may come up.
You may come up with four or five questions around the same point and consolidate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So having a question moderator.
Moderator. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then. So people wouldn't be able to like ask their question verbally, but they could submit it through the chat and we could message it out.
Yeah.
I can volunteer to moderate if it's not a negotiation.
To moderate, like
to do the questions that come in.
The questions that come in? Perfect. State. You can be a host. Sarah, she's designated co-host.
Yeah. Where's Anna?
You'll sit there with your little Chromebook. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
On like a Zoom webinar?
Zoom webinar.
Yeah.
You recommended or mentioned like a live stream, then you'd have to then also, that's also another layer of how to get participation in there, unless you want to just limit it to one thing or
what do you
just mean? So like if we were to do like a YouTube live stream, I don't know if you can comment on that or not. Like I know on Facebook Live you can like submit comments, so I don't know.
YouTube does have comments.
I think you can.
You can disable it too.
I'm disabled.
I'm not as good with YouTube. I think you can have a way for comments to come in, but it might be viewable to everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't think you can like set it so that it's just the host.
Yeah, I think the webinar might be smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a meeting conduct perspective, webinar. And then choose to live stream or potentially even send it to YouTube for viewing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Lily?
Two thumbs up, that's what I got.
There. Right. Are we all there?
Question, I guess, more next steps meeting. Given we have a lot to do in a short amount of time, do we need to meet? Like, I guess when do we want to meet next?
Yeah, no, but that was going to be...
Okay. Jumping ahead.
That's the last thing.
Jumping ahead.
Yeah, so for the next one, I'm not sure when folks are available or what makes our best. Wednesdays just got a little tricky for me. Lacrosse is now 8.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's
in Norfolk. Insane.
Oh.
8 to 9 on Wednesdays.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm supportive of any new activity my son wants to try.
Yeah, that's good. It's just gotten so hard for scheduling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Space is so limited.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but I can get someone else to do it if you can only do Wednesdays.
What's today?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, Wednesday's policy. Sorry.
I'm thinking,
tomorrow is policy and
it's okay.
And lacrosse.
It's okay. We know you have a lot.
I have a lot going on. All right, so what about Tuesday the
which isn't bad, because then it's like two, if they're timing-wise, they work out. And I know that there's a hard stop at 7 for the budget subcommittee. What time were you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, is Wednesday the 16th better for everyone?
I have town council capital subcommittee.
Oh my God.
To present our capital
reports. All right. What about the 17th?
I can do it. It works for me.
Lily, does that work for you? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the 17th at 6. Relations. I'll give time for everybody to submit their questions. All right. Relations. 17th at 6. All right.
St. Patrick's.
February 17th, I think.
Oh, February.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, not St. Patrick's Day.
Sorry.
Are you mad?
No.
That's sacred? Hopefully we have a confirmation from them.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and I just emailed them too to give those two dates. So hopefully one of those works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it is 6.
You're good.
All right. I don't know. I just didn't want to cut you off. All right, if there's nothing else, we're all good. All right, 6:58, entertain a motion to adjourn.
And then, second.
All right. All right, so thank you everyone very much, and have a good night.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.